Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here. Another episode of the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast, episode 11, Road Trips for Better Health, Relationships, and Memories. And I'm recording this episode back at home after a wonderful road trip with my wife and two younger children. We decided to go out from Boulder, Colorado, and make the 1,153-mile journey to Sacramento, California, to visit my grown daughter, Shannon. She's 26. She had, a couple of months ago, my first grandson, Kai. And we really both enjoyed the meeting, enjoyed the get-together with my daughter, grandson, and her partner, Mark. And we thoroughly enjoyed the trip. It really went off without a hitch. And I blame that on my lovely wife, Diva, who put the whole thing together. But I wanted to share with you the importance of road trips and what I learned, the perspective that I have now in my mid-50s of having this road trip and the results that occurred from doing this. I'm going to rewind back just a moment to a memory that I had. Maybe I was 10, 11 years old, and I went on a road trip with my parents, along with my siblings. We drove from Northern Virginia all the way to St. Louis and went up on the St. Louis Arch. We drove to South Dakota and saw Mount Rushmore. And then we drove all the way to Yellowstone National Park and saw Old Faithful. And it was an amazing trip. And I remember that trip decades later. I remember the sights, the smells, the temperature that I experienced. We took that trip in a 1971 Volkswagen camper. So if you can imagine how underpowered a Volkswagen is in general, and I'm looking online now, and Volkswagen campers are now a classic vehicle. So that vehicle now is worth tens of thousands of dollars if you were to find one. But we had a red 1971 Volkswagen pop-top camper that we piled everyone into and took that. I think there were times when we were going up steep grades where we could barely keep 50 miles an hour on the highway, and that was fun. We stayed at motels, and I experienced something for the first time as a kid, the magic fingers. I don't know if you remember that. If you're over the age of 40, you might remember in motels, they had the coin operator. You could pop a quarter in into the magic fingers device. It would vibrate the bed, I think, for 15 minutes. And we loved that. It's like, Dad, can we put a quarter into the machine and make the bed vibrate? So those memories are still with me decades later. Were there problems associated with the road trip? Sure. There's what I would call the angry daddy syndrome. I think we've all experienced it. You know, Dad says, don't make me come back there. Don't make me stop this car. But by and large, that was it. So fast forward now to us taking our road trip from Boulder, Colorado to Sacramento, California. What were some of the things that made this work for us? Well, number one, we upgraded a bit from the 1970s experience. We stayed in Airbnbs. So the comfort level was a bit higher than the average motel. We picnicked for most of the trip. And by that, I mean, we actually packed coolers of food. And I'll get into that in just a moment. So we packed food, we had food for snacks, and we had food to make a stop off, sit at a picnic table, and enjoy a meal. The other thing that made this work for us is we did take the opportunity, and this was something that my parents did for me as a kid. you know, we took the opportunity to stop and smell the roses. Back in the 70s, we made plans to see and participate in the St. Louis Arch Ride, to see Mount Rushmore, to see Old Faithful go off when we visited Yellowstone National Park, to discover what a rattlesnake egg is inside of a paper envelope, which is a little toy that would make a noise and scare the dickens out of us, thinking that the rattlesnakes were inside the envelope. And, you know, that was a very important component of what our trip had to Sacramento, California as well. The other thing that we did, which was, I think, smart, is that we made sure everyone had some in-flight entertainment. And so I'll get into that in just a moment as well. So those things definitely increased the appeal and the enjoyment that we had during the trip. And I got to tell you, you know, we did take advantage of some of the sites. One of the big ones for me, and this was a surprise for me, it wasn't something that we had planned. I wish we had, but, you know, it was serendipitous, is on the route from Salt Lake City to California. We did stay over, spend the night in Salt Lake City in an Airbnb. We encountered the Bonneville Salt Flats. It was incredible. For as far as the eye could see, all the way to the mountain range, were flat salt, was a flat salt lake, dried, beautiful. We made a stop at the rest stop, and, you know, lo and behold, there's the sign that says, "You are here at the Bonneville Salt Flats, the home of the measured mile. This is where these land speed records were set. It's just a couple miles away from where you're standing right now." People were walking out onto the salt flats, so they were driving their cars out onto the salt flats. It was amazing. I got some great pictures of myself and my wife and kids. We really enjoyed that. Taking advantage of this opportunity to capture those memories, take some video, take some photographs, that was a big part of what we experienced with the road trip. So what I thought I'd do for you today is put together a proposed flight plan. I think everyone, I'm a pilot, I'm an instrument rated pilot, and before I take any trip in an airplane, I plan out what I'm going to do, how far each stop I'm going to make, where I'm going to refuel, if I'm planning to use the bathroom, what sights I might want to see. Those kinds of things are very, very important. So pre-flight planning is a must. And that was something that my mom did for our trip to Wyoming, you know, from Virginia to Wyoming and back. She took advantage of the AAA membership, the American Automobile Association membership that my parents had, and she got something called a triptych. Triptych is T-R-I-P-T-I-K, and they still have the triptych now. You can go online and get them free and plan out in a very detailed manner a trip. The triptych was great because my mom would go pick it up from the local AAA office, and it would be a printed paper, actually full color and in a flip chart mode, and it included the route that we would take, where we would stop for gas, where we would stop for food and lodging. It was wonderful. And I recommend the same idea, not necessarily with a triptych, but you could use that, is make a plan. Plan your pit stops. I'd recommend, you know, my bladder is probably max 2 hours. That's for me. Some people might be able to go longer. But so I would plan a pit stop every couple hours. Now, my son, my older boy, Matt Lucas, loves to drink a lot of water. So he might go an hour and a half, but plan your pit stops, know where you're going to stop off. Make accommodations to stop and smell the roses. Seek out those opportunities. And that was something I wish we had done better on this trip to Sacramento, but, you know, there was some serendipity that occurred when we were able to visit the Bonneville Salt Flats, because those pre-flight plans, those stops along the way, are great opportunities to share, hey, what happened here? Why did it happen? Take some pictures, get to enjoy that. That's a big deal. And the third thing I'd say is rediscover the rest stop picnic table. I know a lot of folks are probably thinking, well, I'll just jump in the car and then we'll make a pit stop to get fuel and then we'll walk into the food pantry that's there, the fast food stop, the invariably the huge wall of drinks that are available in the display case for drinks at some of these fuel stops, I got to tell you, that is deadly. Every time we stopped for gas and went to use the bathroom and saw the drink case, I had a tough time finding water, quite frankly. Every single drink was sugar laden. Every single drink was oversized. I was looking for do you remember the small Starbucks Frappuccino drinks? You can't find those anymore. Now they have the giant sized Frappuccino drinks, just loaded with sugar and calories. And the foodstuffs, certainly not better. I think, you know, Frito-Lay and all the snack food industry, the makers of Doritos, those folks dominate every single aisle. So you're talking about a lot of grain, a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of sugar, and going to have a tremendously negative impact on your hormonal responses. And the downside to that is that you'll actually wind up feeling super fatigued at every stop. And by the time you get to your final destination, you're going to be incredibly tired. Well, we overcame that. We decided to have what we call a food fix. The food fix was we put together several coolers and several bags that contained pre-made sandwiches. The sandwiches were my wife's sourdough bread, but you can certainly buy sourdough bread, healthy whole grain bread that's sourdough. We slathered them with grass-fed butter. We included raw cheese and organic meats in those sandwiches. So a very satisfying, yes, high saturated fat, but it was healthy saturated fat with the grass-fed organic butter that we used. If we were thirsty, we had plenty of pure, clean water along with some kombucha. If we wanted to have a little sweet tooth, we would pour some kombucha into the cups that we had with us, and we would enjoy that. For snacks, we had nuts that included walnuts and cashews. We had plenty of finger food, so a lot of grapes. And I got to tell you, organic grapes are an amazing snack, an amazing treat. And you don't need a lot of them as you're driving along to just pop in your mouth and enjoy the sweetness. My mouth is watering right now as I'm describing it to you. And, you know, if you to also feed your sweet tooth, we carried with us a lot of 70% or better dark chocolate. Even just a couple squares will do you. And that was perfect for us. You know, to add, I want to say this is to add more delight to the equation. And this is my preference. We did include a few bags of avocado chips and organic popcorn salted with Himalayan sea salt. But those avocado potato chips, I tell you, I didn't need many of them to just get that crunch, that saltiness. And again, my mouth is watering as I think about it. But when we combined all those things, whether it's snacking in the car or stopping off at a rest area, and we were traveling on the Route 80 from heading west to Sacramento, we were able to snack in the car, stop off at the rest areas, have our picnics, and we were satisfied. And you know what? Every time we would walk into one of those, call it a 7-Eleven next to the gas station, if you will, and see the food, you know, the food pantry that they had available there, we could just walk on by, go straight to the bathroom, and just completely ignore the drink case, the snack case, the, you know, the candy case, because we were satisfied with the food that we had in flight. And that was a big deal. The other thing I would say is I remembered, you know, the only negative thing I would remember about trips, long road trips in my youth is, you know, that angry daddy syndrome, that thing I brought up earlier. And so I decided, look, my kids are getting older now. My younger kids are now getting older. My daughter is going to be 11. My son is going to be 18. I really wanted them to remember this, trip for the rest of their lives, like I remembered that trip that we took out to Yellowstone. And I decided to prime myself to not get angry, to say, look, I'm priming myself before I take this trip that I need to let things roll off my back, to enjoy the moment, to enjoy the time I have with my children and my wife. And I want them to look back on this and say, you know what? I remember that trip I took to Cali with Dad, Mom and Dad. I enjoyed the stops we made. I remember that we stopped at the Bonneville Salt Flats. I remember that we saw that overturned FedEx tractor trailer. Man, that was terrible, but it was a memory of the experience that we saw, the great food that we ate, the places we stopped when we stopped over in Salt Lake City and what we saw there. The other cool thing that we did that I think are driving memories is that we sat down, well, it did a couple things. We made sure everyone in flight had their in-flight entertainment. Yes, you want the kids to look out the window and enjoy the sights, and that's important. But we also made sure that everyone had access to an iPad. They had access to a Kindle or books that they wanted to read. And so they had plenty of opportunity in their own headphones so they could listen to the things that they wanted to enjoy. And on top of that, when we got together in the evenings and after we had dinner at the Airbnb, we would watch a show together. And invariably now in the Airbnbs include access to Netflix, and there's some comedies that we decided to watch together as a family. So I think creating those family moments, and for example, the evening comedy session that all of us would sit and watch and laugh and be laughing so hard that tears would come to our eyes, that we really, really enjoyed that. And that is the sum total of creating those healthy memories. So I'm going to say, yes, take that family trip, create, you know, damn the torpedoes, load everyone in the car, make your pre-flight plan. Make sure that you know where how often you're stopping. You've got your food fix in place for in-flight snacks as well as meals. Being able to picnic at the rest areas as opposed to worrying about being in a food desert where food is not available, where all you can see is the drink case and the candies and snacks and things like that. Because you want to feed your body, your mind, your soul, right? And make sure you have those healthy foods. Healthy foods like whole foods, nuts, grapes, dark chocolate, water, kombucha, things of that nature, fermented foods that feed and nourish you. And use the opportunity to bond and connect with your family members like I felt I did. I feel closer now to my wife and kids having taken that trip. And make sure that you are stopping off and smelling the roses, taking the pictures. You'll be able to look at those memories, you know, that you've collected on your iPhone or your mobile phone and say, wow, we did that. That was incredible. It was so much fun to have my 11-year-old daughter say, you know what? That wasn't so bad. I think I can do a longer road trip. It was amazing to have the kids tell me that they enjoyed the experience of traveling that now over 2,300 miles that we traveled total round trip from here to Sacramento and back. So I'm going to encourage you to make those memories, take that road trip, but make sure that it is a healthy road trip, one that bonds you with your families and creates memories for you and them for the rest of their lives. This is Buck Risby with Ultimate Lifespan. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.